Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We talk about how to walk in divine health. During this series on how to walk in divine health, we're talking about the rewards that you will receive from the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, if you're an obedient Christian. One of those rewards is walking in divine health. God has clearly promised you in His Word that if you will serve Him and be diligent to hearken to all of His voice, His Word, it will bring health to all of your flesh and long life to you. I think that's what everybody wants, but very few Christians ever obtain all these promises. Probably none of us ever obtain anywhere close to all of the rewards. But the Lord says that if we will walk in obedience to His Word and do what He says, He will bless us with health and long life. Father, as the Word goes out today, I ask You to bless it. I ask You to open people's hearts and minds that they may hear and understand what's available to us as Your children if we'll walk in obedience to Your Word. Bless the Word today in Jesus' name. Amen. The judgment seat of Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5:10, the scriptures are clear that all of us as Christians must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And at that judgment seat of Christ, the rewards will be handed out. Now then, the things done in the body, both good and bad, will be judged. Unless you have repented. If you've repented of everything, once you got saved, everything was washed away. But after you got saved, every sin you commit after you get saved has to be repented of, because God holds you accountable for every sin you commit after you get saved. It separates you from God. So you can't get your prayers answered, and you will not be able to receive blessings from the King. But 1 John 1:9 clearly says if you will repent of your sins, He's right, He's faithful and just to forgive your sins and to restore you to fellowship. And that's what the blood of Jesus does. It cleanses you after you repent. Well, after you repent of your sins and begin to walk in obedience to God's Word, if you'll do what He says, there is rewards. And, of course, one of those rewards is health and long life to your flesh. I have come to realize, and I didn't know this as a Christian, although I was raised in a Christian home, walked in all I knew of the Word of God, but it was not enough to keep me from having sickness and disease. So I had quite a bit of sickness and disease, not serious, but quite a bit. Until I was about 45. At 45, I began to learn these promises. I began to stand on these promises. I began to do what these promises said. And praise the Lord. In 20 or so years, I've not had any more sickness and disease. At the time of this, making these teaching today, I am 67 years old, praise the Lord, and I haven't been sick in 20 years, over 20 years. So I'm very, very grateful to the King for what He has done, for His promises. Since He is no respecter of persons, I know these things are available to everyone. So, but it does take putting your body under, because your flesh, it's a tough beast. It wants to sin. It's lazy. It wants to lay around. It wants to overeat. It does not want to exercise. It does all kinds of things. But you have to beat your body to bring it in subjection to you to be able to obey all the things God tells you to do. And when you do those things, then your body will be healthy. You know, it won't be overweight. You know, it will be strong. You'll be able to work. You have the mind of Christ. You can do lots of things. Now, we have a lot of these teachings and our ministry, and if you'll just contact us, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. But anyway, as we talk about these rewards, we'll talk about these crowns In the last session, we talked in detail about four of these crowns, and one of them was in 1 Corinthians 9:25, which is an incorruptible crown that we get for serving the Lord. And then in 1 Thessalonians 2:19, if we rejoiced in him, we got a crown of rejoicing. And in 2 Timothy 4:8, if we did lots of deeds of loving kindness, then we get a crown of righteousness, because righteousness means deeds of loving kindness. So since that's what it means, deeds of loving kindness, if you're out doing deeds of loving kindness to people, well, then there will be a crown of righteousness stored up for you, and the King himself will give these crowns to you on that day. Now then, in James chapter 1, verse 12, the Lord says there, "Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life." That's another one of those which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Now, he has promised all these crowns to us. Now, we talked in detail about these four crowns in the last session. Now then, there's one other crown that we didn't talk about in the last session, and it's located, it's found in 1 Peter 5. Now, in 1 Peter 5, we'll start with verse 1. 1 Peter 5, 1, it says, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder." John was an elder. "And he is a witness of the sufferings of Christ." Now, he was really an eyewitness. He got to experience these things firsthand. He watched them beat Jesus. He watched them crucify him. He watched him die. And he also got to be one of the almost first ones into the tomb to see his resurrection. So John is an eyewitness of all of these things. And he says, "Not only am I a witness or an eyewitness of the sufferings of Christ, but also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed." The glory that shall be revealed. Now then, in verse 2, he says, "Feed the flock." What does it mean to feed the flock of God? Well, let's see what he says. "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind." What he's trying to say there, feed the flock of God. Teach people the Word of God. Don't go out and do it, you know, because you want money. Don't say, "Well, I think I'll be a preacher because I don't have to do anything and I get paid." Well, let me tell you, that's about the furthest thing from the truth I ever seen. I was a regional engineer for a large corporation many years of my life, about 30 of them. And I thought I worked hard there, getting up early in the morning, going, building buildings, designing equipment, all kinds of things. I put in lots of long, hard hours in the engineering field. But working for Jesus, that's 24/7. There's no days off. I don't even remember the last time I've taken a day off. You know, we are constantly busy doing something for the kingdom of God. But I love it. I never done anything I enjoy as much as I do serving God. But some people do what they do for money. I do what I do for the King because I love him, because he loved me. If he didn't pay me a penny, I would still serve him. But that's not God's ways. He said, "If you serve me diligently, I will bless you." And he does. He blesses our little ministry. We have never been in the red. We've never had to ask anybody for money, never. We just ask God, and he provides all of our needs. We're so grateful to the King for moving on the hearts of his people to meet all of the needs of our little ministry. But we don't do what we do for money. In fact, we don't even sell our media. We give it away free and postpaid. We don't charge for anything. But we give of a ready mind. In verse 3 of 1 Peter 5, It said, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. Well, that's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be an example of what Christians are supposed to be like. And technically speaking, we are an example, whether we realize it or not. Some of our examples are not very good, but we should be good examples of Christ. We should be walking holy. We should be walking in divine health. We should be walking in obedience to God's word. We should study the word. We should know the word. We should be ready with a defense against anybody that comes against us with "it is written." And if you don't know the word, you can't do that. But be an example to the flock. And he says in verse 4, if you will do these things, when the chief shepherd shall appear. Now, of course, that's our Savior, Jesus Christ. He's talking about when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. This crown is going to last forever. Now, those are the five crowns that's available, at least that I have found in the scriptures. There may be more of them, but at least there is five. Well, out of these five, I'd love to have them all because they're obtained by serving the Lord Jesus Christ and walking holy and obedience to his word and doing what he says and serving the flock. Now then, he tells us a little bit about what we should do as Christians in 1 Corinthians 3:11. This book has some tremendous things in it if we would just read it and heed it and hear and then be willing to obey what it says. But listen to what 1 Corinthians 3:11 says. It says, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation, the foundation of Jesus Christ, with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. Now, if anyone's work which he has built, if anyone's work which he has built on, it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. Now then, if your work that you've done is gold, precious stones, it will endure the fire. But if it's wood, hay, and stubble, it's not going to endure the fire, but you will suffer loss.
These teachings can be yours free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106 or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. Remember, they're free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.